علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about a very important topic called prophethood, prophethood in Nahjul Balagha. This topic is one of the key, the discussion of prophethood is one of the key discussions in understanding the Islamic thought. So as you know, in this world at the moment, it is being led by various different forms of schools of thought, and every society, every country, every living system, let's say, we can say every lifestyle system, or life governing system, or social system, all of these systems have some ideological basis. And these ideological bases are the one that actually are those fundamentals upon which that system is built. We call them schools of thought. We call them ideological reasoning. We sometimes call them worldview. All of these different things are the ones that form, rather, they are the ones that inspire the way a society grows, the way it develops, and the systems that are there inside it, its leadership, in terms of its services, and etc., etc. In Islam, also, it has, of course, a very powerful basis. We call it the Islamic school of thought. And one of the key elements of this thought is the issue of prophethood.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, our discussion in Nahjul Balagha with regards to prophethood will be mostly a discussion whereby we will bring about a few topics, a few subtopics, and then we will discuss various sermons or various statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which will actually give that actual, the actual matter, which will form the actual matter of our discussion, inshallah. Now, the first discussion that we want to have as an introduction is the fact that let us look at prophethood as a historical event, as a historical phenomenon. This is a very important thing. Why? Is because first we want to see it. We want to see the issue of prophethood as if we are observing it. On the onset, trying to understand what it is. without considering other factors or religious discussions and all that. We want to see it in a completely objective manner. We are not going to discuss about, wahi or revelation specifically, but we want to look at this issue of prophethood itself because it's a phenomenon. Certainly in the history of humanity, we are sure and we know that the issue of prophethood, of messengerhood has happened, is a phenomenon that has occurred. We don't have any doubt regarding that. Even those who do not believe in prophethood itself agree that there is a phenomenon that took place in history called prophethood. Now, yes, some people might have different understandings of what is prophethood and what is the actual matter of prophethood itself, what it means and what it requires and all that. But in general, what we want to say is that no human being that has studied history will deny the fact that in history there was a discussion of prophethood. There were prophets who came. There was someone called Moses, alayhi salam, who came. He's a historical phenomenon at the end of the day that happened, that occurred.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we were discussing the fact that if we look at history in an objective way, we will realize that in history there occurred the phenomenon of prophethood. No one can deny this fact. So, for example, Moses is a phenomenon in history. He came at a specific time and he came with a specific mission. Isa alayhi salam also, we know that he's a person who came, who was there historically. He had a specific mission. He came at specific times within a specific circumstance. And all of this is agreed upon. What we want to look at is look at this whole phenomenon of prophethood in a completely objective manner to try and understand what it was exactly, kind of as a bridge to understand it properly and then see it in the light of Nahjul Balagha. So first of all, we want to discuss that when this historical phenomenon of prophethood sprouted in history, what were the social circumstances? What were those... What was the foundational basis, or you can say the circumstance which led to the coming of prophethood? In what time in history, in what circumstance of history did it occur? In what social phenomenon or social situation did this happen? And then after that, we're going to discuss about the fact that was this prophethood only a product, or was it only for, or did it only belong to a specific group of people? Like, was it only for the rich people, or for the poor people, or a specific group of people? Was it for the weak and downtrodden, or was it for the knowledgeable people, the people of intellect, the people of thought? Which group of people were chosen to be prophets? What group can affiliate themselves with prophethood in terms of who was the prophet and who could be a prophet? Inshallah, we will discuss these discussions in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشام. الفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.